Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
We could start the show, but I think we should really wait for the drinks to arrive.
The beverages should be here before we... mine are here. My specialty beverages are here, but my normal is. So I think you got shortchanged in the beverage department today.
You did. And not drinks, just, you know, my soda pop.
Beverages. Sure, soda. You can't do a show without your soda.
A refreshing beverage.
And I have every thought that it'll be here very soon.
And what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week?
Last time,
I hate to blame anybody, but where's Joe?
I'm sure he's getting the drink.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe's on a roll.
So we'll just wait for Joe, even though... And incidentally...
Well, see, I added a beverage to it at the last minute, so Joe not being in here, I take responsibility over...
No.
Because I ordered up a Code Red.
This is off the record, incidentally, since the door hasn't opened.
Right. That's not a drug reference either, a Code Red.
You should know it's in Joe's job description that the drinks are to be in
on the
studio.
Table.
On the table, yeah.
Right.
Dinner on the table. The drinks are supposed to be in here.
Exactly.
5 minutes.
Right.
Post... show.
That's right.
Pre-show. Pre-show. 5 minutes pre-show.
And Code Red also not a reference to menstruation. Menstruation.
Hey!
The beverage is arrived.
When it comes to that,
you know, it's just like at home. That's what I say to my wife, my room service waiter. I say, I want dinner on the table.
All right.
Oh,
that's refreshing. And look how excited Rob's fans are.
Now get them out of here. They just get out.
There he is.
Yeah, where were they on Friday?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Grand Theft Auto and all the ships at sea. Thank you.
You know, they won't let the kids down.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. February 11th.
All right.
Here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station. WJFK 202-432-1067. And New York on WNEW, call 877-692-1027. Hi, had a weekend full of stuff that I must purge with you today.
You feel a need to purge?
Yeah. Wow, I got some stuff to get out of my system.
You have some stuff you want to clear the air about?
Yeah, I do. Not all of it bad. A lot good. Of it good. Actually, all of it good.
Ah.
Just some of it not so great.
Yeah.
I know that Rob has something to tell us all that really is not great.
And I do, too.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I do.
Well, I had a bit of weekend that I said, well, you think you know a little bit of it. You don't know the whole thing, though.
Yeah. I mean, we were all over the place on today's show. We got to go to that queer bar tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm probably, based on my weekend, I'll be more comfortable doing that than any of you.
Tonight, join your friends, Gay Don and Gay Mike, as they, I'm reading the card now, as they pay off their wet bet and get wet tonight.
No. I hate that. Get wet. What does that mean?
And pay off their bet this Monday. Gay Don, Gay Mike, and the rest of the gay gutterballs will be at the Gay Wet Club. Come, share in their gay fun. We will be there at 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, when the sun's down.
We will be there for approximately 30 minutes to fulfill our bets.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We, in fact, will bring a tape recorder with us.
Good.
You'll hear all about it on tomorrow's show. You know, these are the gay guys that we went bowling against. The deal was, if they beat us, we'd go to this gay club. If we beat them, we'd take them to a strip club.
Right.
Shock. We got beat by the homos. Mm. We're going to the gay club tonight. I am bringing my wife.
Good move.
That is strictly a buffer move. That my wife is always clamoring to come to some event.
You picked the right one for her.
She's always wondering about the great times that I'm having when she's not there. Mm-hmm. So,
has she expressed a curiosity? I would think that she would be coming along because there might be some level of curiosity.
Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. Not only has she expressed a level of curiosity about this,
yes,
but she has told me that one of these weekends, she and a female friend of hers, just for snicks, mm-hmm. are going to go to some of the lesbo bars in New York.
I knew that there would be part support for you, and I knew that there would probably be a natural curiosity on the part of your wife for the alternative lifestyles.
So the weekend goes like this, and it kind of involves my wife. Well, of course, it all involves my wife. The Friday revolves around my wife. The deal is that, you know, we stayed in New York an extra day last week. We were there on Friday. We normally come back to D.C. on Friday. We were in New York on Friday.
Right.
As we will be for the next couple of weeks. More on that later. And she came up on Friday, and the deal was going to be this, that because we were invited to a party on Saturday night, that there has to be one night of the week, you know, as she and I have worked this out. There got to be one night of the week just for she and I.
Uh-huh.
And there's one night of the week for the family, and then that leaves me one night of the week. So if you got the three nights on the weekend, you got Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, I got one night that's just with Frida, one night that's with Frida and the boy,
mm-hmm.
and one night when I can be my most comfortable, when I can simply be alone.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, you. So, but no, these are Mike, yeah, how do you keep a marriage together after 20 years?
Yeah,
how do you do it? These are the compromises.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it is. Maybe if I'd learned those compromises earlier, I would have been able to keep it together.
I know.
Yeah, let me say to all of you today, okay, I'm a sensitive lad today. I am a very sensitive lad. You know, people ask you, today's one of those days where people are asking me how I am, and this is one of those days where I'm answering. Even Tim McWilliams came down and sat down in the office with me. Wow. That's how bad it is today. Tim McWilliams said, how you doing? And I gave him a look that caused Tim McWilliams to come into the office and sit down with me.
Well, that was not a dig at you.
I know, I'm very, it's not envious, it's kind of just, now I look with a more observant eye on all of you long-termers, as you will be henceforth called.
Well, let me say that, that as I've said before,
vodka is great.
It definitely has its upside, but at one point, I will tell you, at one point yesterday afternoon, I did get in the car by myself and screamed.
Oh, wow.
Because I had, well, I'll get to that in a second. Because it was too much.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So Frida comes up to New York on Friday, and what I've said to her is, on Friday, no matter what you want to do,
right,
you're the boss.
Uh-huh.
You're the king.
Good idea.
I can say that nobody was looking forward to their Friday night more than you.
You want to go to the Museum of Modern Art?
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. Furthermore, I've done some research. I found the name of a vegetarian restaurant.
Mm.
You want to go there? We're going there. You want to go out for one of your fancy aperitif drinks after we have dinner?
Right.
You're there. You want to take the goddamn touristy horse ride through Central Park?
Mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Beautiful. There.
So, as it turns out, and I didn't mention this to my child bride, Friday, as it turned out, was a very long day for me.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and I had a breakfast meeting.
Yeah.
Very early in the morning.
Yes, you did.
Then went to work. We did the show.
I mean, Friday was a tired day for everybody, but in your case, you did get up at the crack of dawn, and you had your day in front of you spelled out, which was it was a long day.
So she, I got back to the apartment after the show on Friday, and she was there, and immediately, now I don't want to. The last thing she wants to hear is, "Oh, Christ, am I tired?"
Right.
You know, because we've set this thing up. So what we do is we decide. I say to her, "What would you like to do?" Mm-hmm. And she says, "Well, I'll give you two options. We can either go to the the crazy Guggenheim Museum, or
hey, Mr. Dummy,
or we can go shopping before we go out to the vegetarian restaurant."
Oh, so you now you gave yourself an option there. I would think, yeah, just in my mind, the option of shopping compared to going to the museum would be A-okay. Would be just ducky.
You would think that. You would think that. However, now keep in mind, my wife, she could be in the Olympics. She is a world-class athlete. She, when she walks, she doesn't walk, she power walks.
Uh-huh.
She virtually runs everywhere she goes. So we take a cab up by where she wants to go to some stores.
Right.
And then I realize what it's going to be is it's going to be 3 hours of walking around, walking from store to store to store with her.
Just more evidence to me that this is the woman I should be with.
So we,
the fast walking.
Sure. And at one point she turns around and I'm like about 20 paces behind on the sidewalk. She turns around and she goes, "Come on!" And I say to her, "I'm walking as fast as I can."
When wherever we're walking anywhere, like through airports or something, you, Rob, and Lisa, you go at this speed.
Sorry.
You are not fast walk. I think it has nothing to do with athletics as much as there are two schools of thought. There are fast walkers, mm-hmm, people that want to get there, and then there are slow walkers.
So we go to these stores, and we go to all the fancy stores. We go to the stores where, the stuff absolutely outrageously expensive that we'll never buy in a million years.
You didn't have to go to the museum?
No, but the stores were as bad.
Oh, really?
Because,
they were all her stores.
Yeah, and you get dragged into the store, and it's like, well, look, what do you think of this purse?
Okay.
Yeah, well, this purse looks like that purse. What do you think of these shoes? Well, these shoes, those shoes look like those shoes. These are my shoes. But what do you think of this? Well, what do you think of this? Yeah. So we go through this thing for about 3 hours, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're walking, and finally I'm checking my watch, and it's like it's 6:30. Let's get a cab. Let's go to the vegetarian restaurant. We go to the vegetarian restaurant. Again, I'm doing this to make my honey happy.
Right.
We walk in, and I've got to say, I'm going to give the restaurant a plug. The name of the restaurant is Melissa Blue, and I'm going to give them a plug because it was a meal that I had been dreading.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because it is supposedly one of the best vegetarian restaurants in America.
Right.
The food kicked ass.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was able to find food that I enjoyed, like they called it Mexican lasagna, and who knows what kind of non-animal innards or...
You probably had your pasta.
Yeah.
You had your cheese.
You had that available, and she couldn't have been happier. And sitting at the table directly next to us was one of the Golden Girls.
Wow.
And I was too excited about this. What I wanted to do was actually pick up the cell phone and call. Well, Rob was the first person that came to mind to call to actually say to the Golden Girl, "Excuse me, Golden Girl, would you say hello to my friend Rob A?"
Right.
So Frida says to me, we're sitting across each other's table. She says, "Would you tone it down? I mean, would you turn down the volume about a million on this whole thing that, that there's a Golden Girl sitting next to us?" And I said, "Okay." She said, "Why don't you go outside, call your friends, tell your friends, and then come back inside and just drop it. So I go outside, I call Rob.
Yeah, it's great.
I call Mike.
It was wonderful news.
I say, yeah, that's right. It's Rue McClanahan.
Oh.
It's the sexy one.
Wow.
That's right, it's the hot one.
It is, though, man. I mean, if you're going to talk about... You know, Beatrice Arthur, they make a lot of jokes about B. Arthur, but I'll tell you something. Rue McClanahan is, I think, the most joked about Golden Girls with her. How is that flat pancake face of hers?
It's flatter than ever.
I bet she is lovely.
And I understand, I guess she's had some kind of medical issues or something.
Oh, has she really? Well,
yeah, she's had some kind of, maybe she had the big C or something.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But she looked well?
Yeah, well, you know, she looked all right.
In my fantasy, she was wearing some sort of long, flowy outfit. What was she wearing?
Did she have a hat?
No hat.
An outrageous hat?
Did she have a wrap?
She had like a scarf around her neck, and she had on
not a scarf around her face.
Yeah, a red outfit on. And I will say this though,
crotchless.
Yes, Rob, crotchless, and also cheekless in the back.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Just like Greta Garbo.
She
cigarette holder.
She definitely ran the risk though of somebody doing something to her food.
Uh-oh.
Because she sent back. Two items.
Wow, that's not good.
Two items, and I don't care if you're, you know, I mean, and come on, she's one of the Golden Girls, yeah. So she's really.
This eggplant pierogi is not done the way I wish.
She has two items I would never send back.
Gross.
And they come by when they take the first item away, and you can tell that the waiter's not pissed. But then when they brought her the second item.
Right.
And she asked for that to be returned.
Take us away.
I immediately knew. I said to Frida, I said, you know what? There's either boogers or spit.
Take us away.
Or like number three.
Take us away now.
Being put in there.
Oh, really?
So and then we get done with dinner and we went out to a bar where we had a drink, and it was a very nice evening, exactly as advertised with my wife on Friday night, that it would be all about her. Now, Saturday.
You got to do that.
This is where it goes downhill a little bit Saturday. But, you know, I brag about the fact that if you drive to New York, you can make time just as quickly as you can take in the train, or perhaps even faster than the airplane.
Sometimes, yeah.
Well, we got up, we leave the city, we drive out, and...
I figured you'd fly back with... I knew you were leaving very early, and I figured you'd have incredible time.
We were on the New Jersey Turnpike at 8 a.m.
I would think that it would be wide open.
It was clear sailing. Speed limit 65. I set the cruise control like at 73, so you don't get pulled over by
right,
the cops.
Right.
I mean, things are great. Until we all of a sudden, we get the sign says, major accident ahead.
And you're still on the Jersey Pike?
Yeah, well, Route 95, the New Jersey.
You're on the one with the exits every 47 miles.
Right.
Two-lane road, you're dead.
Well,
I've been there.
Here's the deal. We get over the New Jersey line, right into Delaware. There's a brief spot where you go from New Jersey to Delaware to Maryland.
You're going to the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
Yes. And as a matter of fact...
Had you reached the Memorial Bridge?
As we crossed the Delaware Memorial Bridge...
Yeah.
The cops were there...
Ooh.
And what they were saying is, the road has been closed.
Wow. See, now I would have thought, when you were telling me this, I said, if you have an accident before the Delaware Memorial Bridge, you know, it's two lanes. It's two lanes for miles a mile. The fact that you got over the bridge, and that was, it was completely shut down?
Yeah, I don't know. I can only... Well,
the whole tray?
Listen, this is kind of awful. This pretty guy's so mad at me for saying this. Well, somebody sure as hell better have died in this accident. Because for them to close down...
I would have... Did you have to get off on, like, 301 or something like that?
That's... Mike, you're a mind reader.
You have to understand, I have made this trip more times than anybody in this studio. I've made this trip hundreds of times.
We had the choice of taking Route 40
mm-hmm.
towards Baltimore,
right.
or taking 301,
301
to swing
Annapolis.
Annapolis and take
right.
the Bay Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So we took 301, and, you know, all that does is add, like, an hour and a half to the drive where you're on a...
Yeah, where you are, it's terrible. It's,
you're on a two-lane road where the speed limit is 35, and you have some Amish buggy driver in front of you.
Once you get into Maryland, though, you can book, you can motor.
Yeah, except that they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we cross the state line into Maryland...
Sure.
Thank God I didn't book and I didn't motor because
they're all over.
There was like a barrage of about 1,000 state troopers with a speed gun.
I've always thought that kind of law enforcement. You're down there on Route 301 in Maryland, which is basically cornfields as far as the eye can see, and you can book down there, but they send their resources down there, Don. Why protect citizens that might be getting robbed or anything when you can send all that law enforcement down there to get the one car every half hour?
And they had one of them deals where they had like 5 cars where they were getting people going both ways. So, again, we had the cruise control. We're not speeding. But now it's become, you know, and I've bragged so much about what an easy drive this is that now it's become now we've been in the car for over 5 hours. And
it's tough.
And, you know, we call OnStar and, you know, OnStar can kiss my
tooth. Thank you. Thank you for finally acknowledging the inefficiency of that service.
OnStar, totally worthless.
It's like, absolutely worthless.
Dial on to OnStar and they go, hello.
Morons. Absolute morons.
We say to this OnStar lady, we say, hi, you know, we just got diverted off the New Jersey Turnpike and the Delaware Bridge. Route 95 is closed and we're taking 301, but is there a better way? And she's like, and she says, I can't even find you. You know,
right.
Well, what's the use of having the goddamn OnStar thing in your car if they can't even locate where you are?
I've had that, you know, when I had the first time I had OnStar in a car and I was so excited about it, and they let you down. They let you down. I was standing outside a hotel called OnStar. I was lost. And it turned out, I went around the block. I was half a block from the hotel I was looking for. And OnStar?
I think you're about 4 miles away.
So we finally make it home. And we make it home 6 hours after we've left. So, you know, I'm feeling the heat on that. You know, that, hey, great idea to drive. Great, you know, yeah, Mr. Open Road. Look, here we are. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We just got home. And we got to go to this party on Saturday night. Now, I have been warned by my wife about what I can and cannot say about this party that we went to, this Valentine's Day party that was thrown by very good friends of ours.
So you can't say anything about the sex, right?
I want to say that it was a Valentine's party like I'd never been to before.
You know, it's funny, when you start playing music, we haven't talked about this party, so it could be, when you play this music, it could be a party with very little life to it. It could be a party with, I'm thinking maybe old people that were near death. How was I?
Let me just say, the only thing I'm going to say about this is that they had 3 beverages that they were serving.
Right.
You could either have a soda pop,
mm-hmm.
you could have a glass of champagne, or you could have a beaker full of embalming fluid. Wow.
There you go.
That's it. So we get to this party on Saturday night.
How are you?
And we walk in, and of course, every guy's got a...
There's the hotline, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. The hotline is ringing.
I told you that's all I'd say.
You would like to have sex on Valentine's Day, wouldn't you?
I told you that would be all that I would say was the embalming fluid thing. I told you that would be it.
Sorry, you're just not used to the big boy party. You like the parties where, you know, you and... never mind. I'm not
saying. When she's not finding the words, she's upset.
Now, come on, honey, I told you that's all I would say.
All right, my darling.
All right, sweetie, love you. But I am going to talk about what Bunny and I did, though.
If you want to talk about how you're a big jerk, that's you know, that's always permissible.
All right, well, then that's how I will continue the conversation.
All right, I'll be listening.
I know you will, and I love you. Call back. Hey, listen, call back and tell me if you know what? If I'm not doing something right, call me and tell me.
What a novel idea. Okay.
Or why don't you just stay on the line while I describe?
No,
you know what?
That's all right.
If I'm saying something that you consider out of line...
No, I don't want to be a party. A bad sell. It's a bad sell.
All right. Bye, honey. All right. So we get to this party.
Right.
And
right
now...
I'm sorry. Now, that's me. I'm sorry. Now, I shouldn't fuel the fire.
Now, knock it off. I promise you I wouldn't do this.
I understand that.
So,
Lord knows I don't have good judgment in those areas.
As it turns out, our neighbor, Bunny... came with us to the party. So at one point, Bunny and I were sitting in a, you split up with a party, you go to different parts of the house, and at one point I walked into one of the rooms, and there was Bunny sitting there mm-hmm. talking to some people, and I went over and I sat by her, and we were discussing the party, and there were some other people there. God, I wish I could really tell you what was really going on. It'll piss my wife off. And she's right. The people who threw the party were good friends of ours. But suffice to say that we were sitting with people a little out of the demo.
You are chomping.
Okay. So they're discussing their kids getting into colleges.
Normal party discussion, I would think.
Right. And at one point, I'm sitting next to my neighbor Bunny. Frida's in the other room talking, and they say, "Do you have children?" And I say, "Yes, I have a son." And she says, "As do I." And the guy says to me, "Oh, are you married?" And I said, "Yes, we are. Yes, we are." How old are the boys? And I said, "They are the." They're the same age. They are 16, going on 17. Really, now... Is
the next question, twins?
Now, at this point, Bunny is not really playing along, and I say, they are conjoined. They are conjoined.
Wow, that's fun.
They are conjoined twins, and then she says, no. She goes, no, stop it. That's not what... No,
right.
No, she says, listen, I'm the neighbor.
Right.
I live on the same street. We both have sons that are the same age, but... But they're friends. We're not married. You know, his wife's in the other room. I'm just the friend. So they go, okay. Now they're talking more about what schools their kids are going to be going to. And I said, they're discussing how, I guess one of the guys, his kid was like a star athlete or something. He didn't get the football scholarship that he wanted. And
right.
I said, well, actually, I'll tell you something that has helped my son get recruited athletically from some real big-name schools is his club foot.
Oh, my God.
And
have you had a little champagne?
Sober as a judge.
Really, just having fun.
Just bored.
Right, looking for fun.
And they are all looking at me, and they go, club foot? I said, yeah. You guys know who Tom Dempsey is, right? And they go, yeah. I go, he's a guy for the New Orleans Saints who could kick the football 60 feet because right. He had 60 yards.
Not even giving them the wrong description of a club foot.
60 yards?
That's like more like half a foot.
I said that because he had half a foot.
Right.
I said, well, my son has a clubbed foot.
Did you say he was a place kicker?
And because of that, he has a special shoe. And I mean, I said...
Now, is anybody enjoying this show besides just you? I mean, are you the one that's really enjoying your... You're amusing yourself.
No. At this point, even Bunny's turned on me. And
right.
Like, wow. She can't get up and leave.
Right.
But I'm going on with this because I'm saying the field goal that Vinatieri made at the Super Bowl,
right,
I'm telling you, my kid with a club foot, he can make this with his eyes closed.
Wow.
I said, and this is why your finest football powers, and I'm talking Nebraska, Miami, they're all coming after him.
Wait, are you trying to talk the father into having his kid's toes removed or something? What's going on here?
No. So then Bunny gets up and leaves.
Bunny.
And I'm left by myself, sitting there with these people, and eventually they all splatter off and into other groups, and I walk around the house and I come back later I go back to the same area where I've had the discussion with the people about the conjoined twins and the club foot, and what I do is I sit down in a chair and I say to myself that I'm going to play a game now. I'm going to play a game where this is going to be the area of solitude. That what I'm going to do is attempt to give off a vibe. I'm sitting in a chair, and next to me are two other chairs, and there's two couches next to me on either side of me. I'm going to give off a vibe that says, don't even think about sitting next to me. So this is how I'm amusing myself at the party, because people would come in the room, and I would just sit there with my legs crossed. Now, and I'm the only guy without a suit and tie on. I'm
right.
Like I am today. You know, I got on, you know, big boy pants and hard
right.
shoes, but I got a sweater and a shirt on. And I would just sit there and...
Basic bank teller.
Fold my arms and simply look at people. Mm-hmm. And they would come in, and it was like intimidation corner. The people would...
So you weren't happy to be at this party.
I was very... Mike, no. I disagree. I was...
This weird behavior, though.
I was happy because... I was playing all these games.
You're just amusing yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there was...
These weren't people you wanted to hang with.
Well, let me just say this. Of the maybe 60 people that were at this party...
Yes.
I knew six.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. So, like, I didn't know anybody
That's
there.
That's rough.
So it was fine. So finally, this one couple that had been sitting through the conjoined twins and the clubfoot story, they came over and they sat down. And I said...
Now, at any point did you... fess up at all, or did you just mean, did you end the story end where they went away thinking your son indeed had a club foot?
No, no, Bunny, when she got up to leave, she said he's been lying about everything, you know.
Okay, good.
Of course, we're not married.
You're in the clear, and were they amused at all by this?
No. They were not. So this one couple comes over, a younger couple, a couple our age, rather artsy-fartsy looking, and they come and they sit down on the couch, and I said, well, congratulations for being the first two to make it through to the corner of solitude. I said, I have been sitting here for about 15 minutes wondering who would be brave enough to come over and sit down. So at this point, I'm making conversation with these people, right?
Wonderful.
And the lady turns and she says, this sofa, the love seat is that's in between, she goes, this is just marvelous. Look at the color on that. That's beautiful. Do you have any idea where they may have gotten that? That's so beautiful. And I said, yeah, I think they got it at Value City. As soon as I announced that, they got up and they walked away.
Really?
They walked away.
Not amused.
They didn't think it was funny.
You are making yourself laugh all over the place.
Oh, my God. You know, for being what I wouldn't rate a 10 party, I had like a 10 time and I didn't even drink.
Excellent.
I had like one glass of champagne.
Sounds to me like everything fits in the I don't care. I don't care when you have that attitude with people, it can be amusing.
Yeah. And at one point I went out in the kitchen and I found Frieda and I said, do you mind if I go out to the car and smoke? And she said, no, go ahead. So I went out to the car.
Had a stogie.
Had my cigar there, you know. Turn up my Beach Boys CD, and for about 30 minutes, I just sat outside.
Sad.
Sat outside.
That is a little sad. I know you were happy, but it's just picturing you there as the party's going on, and you're sitting there
at 10 o'clock
smoking a cigar.
And, I mean, they've got the place done up. I mean, they've got the gigantic heart flag out front of their house, and they've got the balloons, and they've done it an exquisite job of catering this thing, and I'm sitting outside, you know, picking my nose.
They have good food?
Yeah, the food was outstanding. Good. I had no complaints with the food. A great dessert tray. Everything was great. Finally, it was time to leave. I gathered my two wives together, you know, and you can't just leave. Now, the thing is, I've been sitting outside having the cigar, and I'm watching the parade of people that are leaving this party. It's like at 10 o'clock. Everybody starts leaving. The parties have been going on for 3 hours, and it seems to be the natural time that people are leaving. So I go back in, and I gather them together, and I say, girls, let's beat it. Mm-hmm. It's time to clear out. But it's not easy, and it's tougher with two wives than with one, because as I finally get Frieda ready, after Frieda says goodbye to all the people that she knows and all the new friends that she made, I've lost Bunny. So I have to go find Bunny to get Bunny. And then as soon as I find Bunny, I say, great, are you ready to go? She says, yes. Right. Then I go over and Frieda's off saying goodbye to somebody else. So it was let me just say that the party was one to remember. And I have stuff that I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
That will crystallize.
I got a general idea. I'd like to hear that, though.
Let me just tell you. I want to write down just one thing.
Okay. Because I think I have a theory as to why you would be amusing yourself that way at this party.
All right. Now, first, do you know the father in this movie?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say, but I know who you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
Right, okay.
When you're lying to...
Okay, watch it.
I'm sorry.
Watch it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
He was wearing this and announced that he had this.
Wow. I can't wait to see this.
He's wearing this.
Right.
And he announced he had this.
Well, that's fun. Did he announce, I don't want to get in trouble. Did he announce that because he was feeling no pain? Or did he announce it because he was just a little out of it?
Oh, when we were discussing our sons.
Ah, okay.
Sons that were, getting these football scholarships.
Wow, that's incredible that he dove right into that subject.
He did. Well, I mean, take a look at the guy and you would think, how's that you know, how is that possible?
Well, it sounds like an interesting party, at least.
It was quite interesting.
Not so interesting that you didn't go out to the car and smoke for an hour.
Yeah. So we get done with that obligation, and it was a nice time. I want to say thank you to our hosts. And I hope, honey, listen, call back if I've said anything that's wrong. At this point, I think she's...
I think you've done a fine job.
She's not called, so we're covered. Sunday. Now, Sunday was going to be the family day. If Sunday was the family day. I had a great time, played ball with my kid outside. You know, my kid, incidentally, who now is 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
When we play basketball now, it's not even fair. It's just... It's not even fair. The score, and you know, I'm no athlete to begin with, but I mean, it's embarrassing now to play ball.
You know, he's not only gotten big, but he's, you know, you got a little age factor there, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the score is 21-6 and 21-8. And
it's toy with you now?
Yeah, it's the point where I get the ball and he says, "Go ahead, Dad, just try to shoot." Just try. So that's great. And then we decide that we're going to go to a movie, and because it is. It's my turn to choose. I choose the Arnold movie.
Of course you do. I wouldn't expect anything less.
And my wife...
Collateral Damage.
My wife, being the trooper that she is, because, you know, we've done everything that she wants, we go to see the Arnold movie. I want to tell you something. Dig this.
Yeah.
My wife loves Collateral Damage.
Wow. Collateral Damage has gotten better reviews than most Arnold movies have gotten.
It is the most disappointing Arnold Schwarzenegger movie I have ever seen, and I will tell you why. He has maybe 30 lines of dialogue.
Yeah, see, they know the formula. That's why it's getting good reviews.
What they have done is they have taken out all the times that Arnold speaks.
Sure. Now, that's the secret to making that's the kind of Arnold movie I'll watch.
It's like... And
what do you think? May I enlighten you? Remember Terminator? Remember that?
Yeah, but when I go, I want him to say, you know...
I know.
Hey, light bulb. you know, I want all the dumb catchphrases. I want the, you know, your leather.
Have you, you know, for somebody who does an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression, have you heard the guy on Mad TV that does the Arnold impression?
Mm-mm.
The guy who goes, It's just, I mean, you know, Arnold's funny when he has dialogue because we can all make fun of him.
And there was no, and you know what else there wasn't in this? And obviously, you know, the plot of the movie is that a terrorist kills his wife and his son. You don't get the what I love in Arnold, like when he was Mr. Freeze.
Right.
You don't get that, where he's really angry, trying to show emotion.
Sure, exactly. So there's not a lot of acting from Arnold.
None. There's a lot of Arnold being spooky and his eyes going from one direction to the next.
Your Arctic eyes, dear, I'm looking at you, Dongersheim.
Your husband killed my wife and son. You know, there's like stuff like that. Yeah. Nothing you can laugh at.
And not a lot of dialogue.
No, and the movie itself is actually quite good, quite well done.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So I'm disappointed with the movie, and we're walking out of the theater, and by now it's yesterday afternoon, and it's like 4 o'clock, 4:30, and I'm dead ass tired. You know, we had Friday and the drive back Saturday and the party Sunday, and we've gone to the movie and we're walking out of the movie theater, and my wife says, let's stop at this little, we're at the Reston Town Center, and she says, let's stop at this coffee place and let's get a cup of coffee. Let's all sit and have a cup of coffee. And it was at that point that I started to unravel a little bit, and I said, oh, just like that. That's like, I just said,
home, James.
She said, what's the problem? I said, can't we just go home? She said, today is the family day. I want to have a coffee. Bart wants to have a coffee. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't want to have a coffee. She said, well, it's the family day. So I stood there for a second moping, and then she said, she ordered me. She said, you go get the car. You walk around to the garage, you get the car, we'll sit here and enjoy our coffee, and then you pull up and you pick us up and we can go home. And I went, that's great. And it was at that point, seriously, that I in the third level of the parking garage at the Reston Town Center.
Did you light a cigar?
I got into the car,
mm-hmm.
and I turned the car on, and I really just screamed. I just, for no reason, I mean, it was
too much.
You needed to.
Overload?
It was the Friday morning meeting with the guy with the thing, and then doing the show Friday, then going the shopping on Friday afternoon and walking for 500 miles through New York City at the vegetarian restaurant and the aperitif, then the 6-hour drive on the way home, then the party at the funeral home, and then get my ass kicked by my kid playing basketball, and then going to the movies, and it was too much, and I was in the car, and I just went, really, like a mental patient.
Not a bad thing to do, get it all out of your system.
Topped off.
Rob, is there a chance we could roll tape back on that last part? I've never quite heard the...
It was the weekend was too much for me.
Just hear that last part there. I think sometimes you don't hear it when you're doing it, and I think you'd enjoy it.
Just too much for me.
There we go.
Got a reel number two?
Okay.
Okay.
Now you did it again. He did it some more.
A mental patient.
Not a bad thing to do, get it all out of your system.
Thank you. See, I remember that there were two phases of that.
By the time I pulled the car around to pick the family up, I was chilled out.
That's good.
Like, hi, family, get in.
And everything was fine.
Yeah, let's go home.
Let's go home, sure. Have a good time.
Why not?
Have all.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike.
Foot t-shirt.
What? Who is this? Is this a little kid?
Sounds like.
Oh, man. Bernie's a fun.
My kids are off of school this week, so maybe there's some kids that are also off of school.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Young man. Youngster. Okay. The phone is not a toy.
Hey, kids. Somebody dial 911 immediately.
The latchkey kids. The latchkey kids.
There's no one home. They're the latchkey kids.
Hey, kids. You know, this is pretty good, though. I really don't think they know we're listening to.
I just picked up the request line.
Yeah.
And my room's all clean.
My room's all clean. It's a phone off the hook.
Hello?
Hello?
They didn't hang up?
Somebody's actually left the room.
They didn't hang up yet.
They're in another room. You can hear them in the distance.
How weird is that?
We should just leave it open.
Oh, okay.
You know, you never know, come back to it.
Okay. You know, but we
have the backyard playing, the mailman comes over.
Or you get the bad parent coming in. This room is not clean.
Christina!
Christopher!
Damn it!
Damn it! Belle? Yeah. I got to move on, Mike. Sorry.
Okay.
Got to move on.
That's fine.
Got to move on. Yeah, it's fine.
Time.
So you know why? You know why the movie was good?
Why?
Because Arnold didn't speak.
No lines.
No lines.
That's how you make a Predator. Another great Arnold. One of my favorites. No dialogue from Arnold. Mm-hmm. Conan the Barbarian. Minimal dialogue from Arnold.
Right.
It's a formula.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello. You gotta let him speak.
You enjoy Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Twins.
For in my opinion, the right reason. You will
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. And you went to see Jingle All the Way in the theater.
Yeah.
And you enjoy the Arnold movies because the more dialogue, the more you enjoy it.
The better it is.
Junior.
Oh, Junior, that's maybe his best one ever.
Yeah,
Julius Benedict.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
I'm on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for Don.
He's right here.
Hey, Don. I was looking at the web of the photos you had with the stars when you were bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one photo of you, you were looking at this woman with a bathing suit on.
Oh, hey, yeah, my wife loves seeing that picture, incidentally.
Yeah, man, I mean, you look like you were looking at the last piece of chicken at an all-you-can-eat buffet. I mean, it just looked creepy, man.
Well, we have certainly changed the policy of reviewing photographs that get on the Internet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, we got a break. Hi, you're the last call. Hello.
Hey, Don Mike.
Hi.
I was really peed out about the Olympics. I thought they really sucked. Channel 4 really dropped the ball.
As the only, I believe, the only Olympic Winter Olympic supporter on the show, mm-hmm. I'm afraid I can no longer mount a suitable defense after this weekend. As to the content of the, if I had to look at ski moguls with the freestyle skiing where they do the little stupid ass jumps one more time,
hey, and how gay is the luge? Where basically you have two guys lying on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what was the most exciting thing is for the opening ceremonies, they brought out the same writers that they used for the Macy's parade. That same thrilling dialogue between Costas and Kern.
And I think their ratings are going to show. It's just a sleep fest.
Will Jim McKay make it through the whole ceremony?
McKay. How old is Jim McKay?
80 now.
To the contrary.
Yeah, the ratings are doing well?
The ratings are better than they've been in something like 10 or 15 years.
That's right.
Once again, I seem to like them when nobody else is watching.
Because the curling will start today.
Yeah.
Nice sweeping.
Curling. I saw them previewing that yesterday.
Curling.
You have guys with brooms.
Right.
Sweeping in front of like tea kettles.
They sweep in front of a kettle.
A rock. How queer is that?
They should do a split screen of that and Jim McKay breathing.
And Jim McKay, Mike.
That he is plasticky looking.
Scary.
How queer is that? And someone, get a better makeup artist for Katie Couric. I mean,
it's the elements.
Yeah, I know.
Out in the elements.
I know she's outside, and I know she's cold. I know she's
degrees or something.
She's tired and everything, but, come on. Pay her up real nice.
Al Roker can wear a coat, though. Al Roker can wear, where'd she get those coats? I mean, really, those coats, you can make a good sale out of some of those coats.
Tent Factory.
Hello, Mike, are you there? Mike, Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, Don.
Hi.
I got a solution for your problem about you blowing up with your family this weekend.
Oh, no, listen, please understand. I didn't blow up with my family. I had reached...
You're frustrated, I understand.
I reached a point when I just... I'm a guy that eventually, and whether it's my family or my coworkers or anybody, I need eventually just to be alone by myself for a little while. That's just the type of guy I am, but go ahead.
Or you could take some of Mike's old Paxil.
I think I have some left over. As a matter of fact, I think I've got quite a bit left over because I went off it so quickly.
No. I would not. And again, now I know Mike is fragile today, so I'm going to choose my words carefully.
Right.
Let me just say I'm not effed up like he. Thank you.
Well, dude, you get the deal.
Thank you. Goodbye, my friend.
Very excited.
Sell the bags on eBay.
Very funny, Rob.
Very, very funny.
Michael, I think she probably will. No, I did. That's what made it funny. See?
Okay, let's clear.
See how we did that?
Clear them out. There are the phone lines. Let's get a call 100 because I know that I was not the only one that enjoyed a weekend. I do know that Mike enjoyed.